I wasn't watching that, and I'm afraid I missed
and you didn't
how you explained that. Well, no, you were explaining how you patched tires. Would you do that again, please? I'm sorry, and I'll watch this. Would you explain that again, please? I don't think it's on the tape.
Yeah, I bought a tire. I bought a tire and got mad down there. And then the way we patch tires, we have a flat wire, just carry some stuff with you to rub on it, make something stick over that hole where you punctured the tire. And then put a boot in there to cover up the inside. You patch the inner tube, and you don't patch the tire, but just put another piece in there between the inner tube and the tire.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. I see. And then you were telling me about the gas and the oil.
And then the gas, by the gallons, and the mates in the container, just half a gallon, and then pour me up another gallon. Took a long time to wait on the customer then. Mm-hmm. And gas was about 30 cents a gallon.
And
oil, I get about 20 or 30 cents a quart, awfully cheap. Might have been out having, but that's approximately of it.
Would you tell me how roads changed within your memory here?
Not a gravel road in Henderson County, 1914.
Is that right?
And again, probably 1 mile out of town was gravel, but same as none in the county. Mm-hmm. And from then on till now, it began to get a little better every year. So the fact that every road in the county is a public road is graveled, or some of them blacktop. Mm-hmm. Don't know of a dirt road anywhere.
Did they use concrete very much?
Not much when I was a boy. No, she didn't.
22 is... Well, that's blacktop too, isn't it? That's not a concrete.
And then number 20 is a concrete. I believe it's a concrete.
The place, a little... place to drive between, say, the house and the public road. What did you used to call that?
Driveway.
The driveway. Yeah. Did you always call it that?
That's right.
Well, what's a lane, then?
A lane. That's a piece of land between two fields.
Oh, I see.
She said there's a fence out there, have one on this side there. That's called a lane.
So a lane is for cattle more than it is for automobiles.
That's right. In early days, all land here had a lane around it, because it was against the law for one man to buy a farm and put his fence right close to the line, because everybody's cattle and horses and hogs ran outside. Well, by so doing, you fence yours land from up to my land line, while the people cow back south and north couldn't go across the other way. They had to leave room for the cows to go by.
Right.
And then for a public road. Public road, most of them was up and down the land line.
Mm-hmm. I never knew that. Never heard that. So that's the idea of a lane.
A lane is two fields separated.
And it came from before the no-fence law.
That organized and began before the no-fence, that's right.
I see. That's interesting. If you got stuck in, if the Ford got stuck in the mud, how did you get it out?
Oh, now you ask that good go get some help, as the story goes, and most of the time, majority of them wouldn't charge anything to help you out. Mm-hmm. These people won't charge maybe two prices because they had the power to pull you out with a big pair of mules, and you had a car, you just up in society more than me, and I'll just charge you for it anyhow. Get on out of you, I can, because you're stuck and I'm not. A few, very few that way, but there's some, but most people just help each other out to get things going.